Okay, we are recording.
We are the voice of the under 25s.
I'm currently shut myself in a toilet.
How on earth do you become a lollyologist?
The bag with my blood in it. My blood.
Our stories, what we think, the truth.
And how long have you been sort of on the streets? On and off for a year.
We got told that he was killed in a motorcycle accident.
If we can't create a ginger army to take over the world, then we can at least lobby the government for tax-free sun cream.
Podium.me. This is your platform.
So it was Boxing Day, and we woke up at about 4 a.m. and the rain was quite heavy, and we looked outside and we realised that it was starting to flood outside. And especially because there's been a lot of bank holidays over the past couple of days, because obviously it's Christmas, everything is working slower than normal.
All classes were cancelled for the last week of the year, and the deadlines moved back, so woo!
The Environment Agency has warned that more wet weather is on the way.
It's absolutely relentless. It's been torrential throughout much of the night.
But it's having an impact on their lives. Homes and businesses that had barely started drying out, wet through once again.
My name's Amy Mahai, I'm 18 years old. I live in Accrington in Lancashire.
My name is Rhiannon, I live in Lancaster.
I must admit, when the floods hit, I did feel a sense of sadness, because obviously a lot of people were affected by the floods, a lot of people are really upset. There's some people who just don't know how they're going to be able to afford to, like, correct the damage that's happened to their properties.
The entire bottom end of the town was flooded, and the power went out.
And where were you at the time when you found out that the flooding was occurring?
I was at an event by the Gaming Society. It was like an all-nighter thing, so we ended up just playing Cards Against Humanity until about 4 a.m.
And how did it feel when the floods first started happening?
Annoying, because the power went out, so no internet, no phone signal, absolutely nothing, no light. There was a vigil being held in Alex Square by all of the students whose power had just gone off in halls. And yeah, it was like the darkest I've ever seen the campus. It was like really spooky.
Community spirit has been brilliant over the past few days. Everyone's chipped in and helped. For example, we've had people coming with sandbags and blocking up people's houses so the water can't get in. We've had elderly people being rescued by the emergency services and taken to a safe place. But obviously you have still got some people who are being forced to live in their houses, which are completely ruined on the bottom floor. I mean, my auntie, her house is completely saturated on the bottom floor. One of the neighbours from down the road, she had her children's Christmas presents on the floor because obviously it was Boxing Day. I mean, nobody knew, we knew there was going to be bad weather, but we didn't expect this. So how do you think this sense of community, like the spirit, because everyone came together, how do you think that made people feel? How did it make you feel?
Oh, it kind of made me sad that I just came home straight away, because some of it seemed like great fun. Like, I know that all of my friends basically went to make sure everyone was okay, and basically just went to like one house and just got really, 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 really drunk and just made like the best of a bad situation. There was a refuge centre set up in town to help people. Sainsbury's were giving out free food. I think the floods brought out the best in people. In some cases, but some, like, the worst in some other cases.
And what cases? Can you give an example of those cases and not really?
During the power outages, the engineering building at Lancaster University was broken into. Apparently something was stolen. There was a few car windows smashed. I think a few places were robbed, basically. And even down to, like, minor things of when, like, the free food was being given out, there were just people, there was, like, if most people were being, like, really, really, really nice about it, but there was a few people who were just being downright ignorant and selfish about it.
And so what do you think that says about the student society as a whole?
I mean, not much, to be fair, because I think the bad things were, like, a few rotten apples sort of case, but for the most part, it did bring out the best in people, and there was a real sense of community, and everyone helped out each other. So I think overwhelmingly it was mostly a positive response to the crisis.
Do you think sometimes there's a sense of people who aren't living in affected areas don't really understand the consequences and the problems that the people who are actually in that situation face?
Yeah, definitely. I think people make a lot of sweeping statements about flood defences and stuff, but they don't know the actual struggles. I mean, they see a few like flooded like montages on the news, but they don't know what it's like. When you walk into that, there's a real sense of devastation. Like, you just see the entire place is just ruined.
I do think that there's not enough emphasis on the floods in the northern region. I mean, obviously floods do happen down south, I appreciate that, but obviously sometimes I feel that the north is neglected a little bit.
I would also argue that it's important to reflect on probably what's causing all this extreme weather and to maybe do something about it. I'm of course talking about climate change, so I think we need to make a renewed effort to try and combat this, whether it be through flood defences or reducing emissions of both. That's basically how it affected me as a student. Basically, I got more time to procrastinate.
Talk about your story.
Where do I start?
What was the question?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm going to.
I just couldn't care less.
Don't worry, I completely agree with you.
That's a weird one.
What am I going to say? Nah. That's really judgmental, innit? And basically, that pretty much sums it up.
Join us, whoever you are, www.podium.me.